With Montana News, I'm Austin Amestoy. It's been nearly a year since powerful storms destroyed thousands of trees in western Montana. Now, volunteers and grant dollars are helping fill in that lost canopy.
That should be plenty.
Patrick Plantenberg helps spread a layer of mulch around the base of a young tree freshly planted in Missoula's Pleasant View Park. He's the president of the Montana Urban and Community Forestry Association. He and a team of volunteers spent the day planting more than 30 trees in the park.
We consider a green infrastructure just as important as streets, sewer, water, and garbage.
The work was made possible by a grant from the Arbor Day and Enterprise Mobility Foundations. It was welcome news for urban foresters in Missoula. They've spent the last 10 months clearing debris left by a powerful storm that tore through the region's trees last July.
The severity of the storm and the amount of damage was significant, but it could have been a hell of a lot worse.
Ben Carson leads Missoula's urban forestry program. He says the city has exhausted its usual tree planting budget this year. The city reports storm recovery costs total more than $4 million. Most of that is covered by federal and state disaster funds, but local taxpayers are expected to shoulder roughly 10%. Carson says gifts like the one that funded this tree planting could help nurse Missoula's canopy back to health. Last year's storm destroyed more than 650 trees on city property alone. He says Missoula is still focused on mitigating public safety risks.
I mean, stumps are obviously a trip hazard in boulevards. While we don't have funding for that, that's going to take priority over replanting efforts at this time.
City officials say they're still finding trees damaged by the storm. The total debris collected could form a 40-foot pile across an entire football field. I'm Austin Amestoy, and you're listening to MTPR.